Former chief executive of Rehab, Angela Kearns, has started legal action against the Doyle Public Accounts Committee, claiming that its members engaged in a witch hunt, which resulted in her losing her job and spending 10 days in hospital. Ms. Kearns and her predecessor, Frank Flannery, appeared before a lengthy session of that committee back in February when they were quizzed about their earnings and the way the company is run. Joining us on the line is the chair of the Public Accounts Committee, John McGuinness. Good morning. Not only does Angela Kearns want you to stop pursuing her, she's also claiming damages. What's your response?
Well, firstly, let me correct what you just said. Frank Flannery did not appear at that hearing. It was Angela Kearns alone that appeared at the hearing. My response generally is that this affidavit has been lodged with the High Court. I understand that now there's a number of months within which the papers will be served on the Oireachtas. Prior to that and leading up to the serving of the papers, we will be putting together our case and defending our position robustly. The hearings were about the Section 38, Section 39 grants. We were dealing with all of the accounting officers from the various departments and agencies, and because of the fact that Rehab had such an amount of funding from the department, they were invited in and they came.
So you will be fighting this in court?
Of course it will. I mean, the Oireachtas and the Public Accounts Committee is there to carry out a particular function. We carried out that function within our remit. We spoke about taxpayers' money. We were dealing with the governance and so on that arose out of the Section 38s and 39s and the agreements that they had with the HSE and other agencies. And therefore, we were perfectly entitled to examine the accounts. I believe that in all of this, that the members treated fairly all of the witnesses that came before us and gathered together a volume of information which will now form the subject of our report to the Oireachtas.
Well, as you know, they claim that that wasn't the case, that they weren't treated fairly. You're saying that the Public Accounts Committee will be fighting this. Who pays your legal bills?
Well, because of the fact that this is a case brought by one person yesterday before the court, we did not have the opportunity to defend the position. Therefore, what you're reading now is the account of one person about their position, and in this case, against the Public Accounts Committee. The Public Accounts Committee will have to defend the case, and the state will have to, I'm sure, or the Oireachtas Commission will have to pay for the legal costs. But this is something that has to be challenged, because fundamental to this is the accountability of agencies and individuals within agencies and so on that are funded by the government to account for themselves.
And have you been speaking to other members of the committee about this?
No, because yesterday in the afternoon, I understand this was taken to the High Court, and thereafter then the members were advised and given a copy of the papers. But the fact now is that we have to fully inform all of the members through our legal advisors to the Oireachtas, and that will be done in due course.
Is there a chance, though, that some of them mightn't want to defend this in court?
There's no option but to defend it, because what's being said has to be defended, because we have the committee has a different point of view. And I say that because if they had a view that sided with Ms. Kearns, then we would not have conducted the hearings.
But isn't there some evidence that all isn't well on the committee? I mean, we had this row last week during which John Deasy of Fine Gael accused some of his colleagues, well, I won't use the word on air at 10 to 9 in the morning, but basically he accused them of spouting BS.
That's one person's view, isn't it?
He's a member of the committee. Might he take a different view to you as far as the Angela Kearns situation is concerned?
Let me just deal with that. That was about a completely different issue altogether and should not be confused with the very serious issue that we now have before us. The fact of the matter is that we're being accused of certain things based on what we have done. Based on what we have done. And I would find it remarkable if the members were to agree with what is being said in the affidavit. Certainly I don't. So the legal advisor will provide the advice and the direction which we will follow. And this is, as I've said, a very serious issue, which I take very serious in the context of our democracy and the Oireachtas itself and the works of the PSC. And therefore we will study the papers in detail when and if they are served, And thereafter, then, we will put in place our position.
Right.
But what you're looking at now is the position of one single person providing it to the court, with the other party, the PAC, still there with the time on its side to respond.
Right, and I think people understand that. One other issue, though, that has arisen is this question of a meeting you had with Angela Kearns prior to her appearance before the committee. And just looking at this morning's Irish Times, it says, echoing views expressed privately by other committee members, the Fine Gael TD Owen Murphy said the committee should have been told about the chairman's contact with Ms Kearns before the February hearing. We should have been informed. If we weren't, I think the chairman has some questions to answer as to his conduct in the manner of investigation pertaining to rehab, Mr. Murphy said. How do you respond?
Yeah, firstly, they're commenting on something that is one-sided. There is one side of this story put into the public domain at present because of the actions of Ms. Kearns.
Well, do you want to put your side into the public domain?
I will in due course in the courts. But in relation to the question that you've asked me, it's not uncommon for officials or for the chairman to meet with witnesses prior to a public hearing, to explain the context, to explain the procedure, and so on. And that's all that was done. It's as simple as that. And may I say that I think that it was a facility, it's a facility available to anyone that would appear before the committee.
Right.
It's not uncommon, and it's not out of the ordinary.
Just as you're with us, I'm sure you're well aware that in your home city in Kilkenny, there's a big row at the moment about a proposed new bridge and road. I gather that there's going to be a special meeting of the council this afternoon. Where do you stand on this?
Well, we just had a local election, and during the course of that local election, serious concern was expressed about the central access scheme. And after that election, having listened to the people, I asked that there should be a review of the plans and a review of the processes. We were told at that time by the county manager that that was not possible because the contractors were signed. I understand now that there have been some changes made in relation to the plan on the county council side, and there is now even more concern about what is happening. And I believe that a review should take place because we need to know how communities around this central access scheme are going to be affected. And we know already that some of them around the city, in Stephen Street and Old Cannon Road and so on, have been affected very negatively and badly by the volumes of traffic travelling through the streets. So we need to know just exactly what this bridge is connecting what to what and what is the purpose of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand there's a special meeting of the council today to inform the members as to what the next steps will be.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. John McGuinness there, Chair of the Doyle Public Accounts Committee. And as he was saying, there is a special and emergency meeting this afternoon of Kilkenny Council to discuss what's been happening there.